Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
1, 2, 3. It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on the Morning Shift.
We are back here on the Morning Shift. I didn't even ask you guys. Did you do anything last night?
No, it was pretty low key. We went to went to the driving range, banged some balls, Rob, as I like to say, and then went to Cancun. It was wing night at Cancun, so I had a margarita, frozen marg, and some wings.
I was just a lethargic pile of goo watching the Braves.
All right.
There it is. Isn't that exciting?
And then...
Trust me, that's normally my life.
Same with you, right? All right. Well, we've hit the front page. And this news coming out of the U.S. soccer. So Greg Berhalter, and I think a lot of people were calling for this. They have fired him as the manager, U.S. soccer did, effective immediately. And the announcement comes in the wake of the team's poor showing at the 2024 Copa America, in which the hosts failed to get past the group stage after two defeats to Uruguay and Panama. And it was the first time that the U.S. men's national team was eliminated from the group stage of a World Cup, Copa America, or Gold Cup that it has hosted.
They need to fire Tim Way, the kid that got the red card, 15 minutes into the match against Panama? It's like, how about some impulse control, man? Control your emotions, brother.
Well, and I think that's kind of what led the Berhalters, not that moment, but the energy the team played with a lot of the time wasn't very acceptable for a team of this age and this talent.
Well, a lot of people have talked about how this is one of the most, this is a talented group, and so they should not have been in the position that they were in. And then this statement coming from U.S. Soccer Sporting Director Matt Crocker: I think we're now in a better place to have a much more targeted search where I'll be more inclined to go hard and go early with specific candidates that I feel meet the criteria that we're looking for. And a lot of names come to mind. A lot of people have been talking about Jurgen Klopp. Of course, with his tenure in Liverpool. So a lot of people are calling for the hiring of him. I'm not sure what it takes to do that, but he did retire. And then you also have Gareth Southgate. Gosh, you have, to name a few. And then Mauricio Pochettino. I mean, the list could kind of go on and on. Not sure who they're going to get in here. I know I leave for the Olympics to go cover this men's soccer team on the 19th. So...
Well,
a decision will probably be coming soon.
Do you think they'll have a guy by then? I mean,
I don't know if they get it done by then, but it's gonna be quite interesting. I always joke I never get a normal assignment when I'm doing the first time doing a different thing. So
it always makes it memorable.
Exactly. No, it makes it more fun though. It definitely makes it more fun, and this is definitely a big story. So. We'll see how this all unfolds. But I know that they've got to try to go out and get somebody probably big.
Yeah. If you ask me, and someone would say, what would you, if someone up in the decision making in that group said, what would you do? I said, I would not care who coaches my team in 2 weeks. I go, what I would care about is who coaches my team in 2 years when you host the World Cup.
When you host the World Cup.
And I thought Hercules Gomez, he was on ESPN. I've been watching his stuff because he's been doing a lot of stuff with the Copa and the Euro stuff and whatever.
Hercules.
And he goes, this is going to sound silly to people listening in America and around the world. Go after everyone. Every big name you can get, and some of which
absolutely.
You named. He's like, make them tell you no, and then till you find the biggest name that will say yes. And some of those names that you just named, Tiffany, are big names. That's why they are being put out there. And I agree with that. So I that's just my opinion, because I want to see us do something. I'm not saying you have to win it, but do something special when the World Cup is on our soil. So
I just like that what is this, Uruguay players enter the brawl in the stands? Was that in Charlotte last night?
I did see the clip of that early this morning, and I was like, whoa, this is...
Leave it to Charlotte to screw it up.
Well, no, I mean, when players enter the stands, it doesn't matter the city.
Oh, it does. I blame Charlotte.
You blame little Charlotte.
What'd Charlotte ever do to anybody? They're just that little city that tries.
Well, they let David Tepper on the team.
Do not tell them that. I made the mistake. I lived there for 9 months.
Oh, I know. Well, they resent Atlanta because they hate us because they ain't us.
Can I ask you a question? Who lives in our shadow more, Birmingham or Charlotte?
Now it's more so Charlotte.
Yeah.
Birmingham just kind of gave up.
If I'm back in Charlotte for work, just know anyone out there, I did not say any of this.
I said it.
I'm just saying, I'm a bystander here. I'm just the host.
I travel there once a year, so.
We need to invade Charlotte and just plunder their resources, whatever there is. Atlanta invades Charlotte. I want some state-to-state wars going on.
Can we get Derrick Brown in the battle
right,
of Charlotte?
Be great.
Crazy. Do not come for me, my Charlotte people. I'm just the host. I'm going to continue reading the news.